When you reach the long boardwalk, you'll see a set of benches. This is a good place to stop and sit and just take a look around at the cypress swamp that you're in. This makes up the core of the Nasawanga Preserve and is part of the reason why the Conservancy started its work here in the 1970s. Standing here at the bench, you can look around and see several large bald cypress trees. Cypress are easily identified by their buttressed base, long straight trunk, and bald canopy in the wintertime. Another feature with bald cypress are the numerous cypress knees that are evident throughout the swamp here. These knees are thought to serve two purposes. One, they stabilize the tree and help maintain the tree in severe winds and storm events. The other is they provide a source of oxygen for the roots. The soil is very hydrant, very acidic, and is poorly oxygenated. So these roots provide a critical function to maintaining these trees. As cypress trees grow close together, these roots intertwine. So what you have is a solid mat of root that supports these trees. Some of the other trees that you'll notice here are American holly, black gum, ash trees, maple trees, and a plethora of shrub types. Again, I want to point out, notice the plant markers, because these will aid you greatly in identifying the trees and shrubs, not only in the swamp, but along the entire trail. As you look at the cypress trees, you can kind of get a sense of the age of this forest. For every 1 foot of diameter on a bald cypress, it's roughly equivalent to 100 years of growth. So immediately opposite to this rest stop, where the benches are, there's a very large cypress tree that's easily 2 meters across. So it's very likely that the tree is anywhere between, say, 175 and 200 years old. While this area was cut and cleared when the furnace was in operation, it's rebounded unbelievably well. It shows the restorative power of nature. When we step back and let the natural processes again take over, this is the result. And this is what makes this such a dynamic and important area here on the Eastern Shore. The Nasawanga Creek in the larger Pocomoke River watershed, of which Nasawanga was a major tributary, is the northernmost of the great southern swamps. This area is no different in flora and fauna than to swamps to the south of us, say the Great Dismal Swamp and the swamps and pocassins of North Carolina and South Carolina, all the way down into Florida. You see many of the same plants, animals, birds, reptiles, and amphibians here. The habitat would not vary dramatically between these great southern swamps. The Pocomoke River watershed is extremely unique in the Mid-Atlantic because it's the northernmost of the great southern swamps. It's an isolated remnant, a remnant from the last ice age that somehow has persisted and survived to this day. It's truly a unique and beautiful place.